I'm Kim Masters, and this is the Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is Matt Bellany. And Matt, California is starting to very gradually try to reopen with the economy swooning. People are eager to get out of their houses, but scared. Meanwhile, Hollywood is very eager to try to figure out how to go forward. And we're seeing the beginning of things. I mean, Disney, which has just did an earnings call where they said they were absolutely bludgeoned to no one's surprised by this, but expressed confidence in their underlying strength. You know, Disney is looking at opening the theme park in Shanghai with restrictions and starting to take reservations for hotels in the United States.
Yeah, I mean, this is an interesting one because we got a first peek at the damage that has been done to the Walt Disney Company. And granted, this is for Q2. They just announced results, and that was only a few weeks of the virus, and profits plummeted so much that they're no longer going to do a dividend for shareholders. They are cutting costs right and left, and this is only the beginning. I mean, Q3 is really when the virus took hold, and all of the parks and the movies and the sports at ESPN, all of that has been shut down. So the Q3 numbers are just going to be catastrophic. So they're trying to take steps to bring this stuff back. And when you look at the Shanghai situation, yes, they are going to reopen the park, but it is going to be dramatically different. Only 25% capacity. They're going to have distancing in the lines for rides. So you're going to have people waiting 6 feet from each other. Everybody in the park is going to have to wear protective gear except for the characters, and they're going to be appropriately distance. So the Disney experience at this park is going to be dramatically different. And it's sort of a test case to see whether the rest of the world can have their parks reopen.
Yeah. We see also Ted Sarandos, the chief content officer at Netflix, wrote an op-ed in the LA Times this past week talking about how production can begin again. I mean, this is an existential issue, obviously, for the entertainment industry. And he is talking about things like filming in South Korea, Japan, and Iceland. Talking about Sweden and Norway, but Sweden, where they've had a high death rate, a higher death rate than other Nordic countries, because they're not being as strict. But he says they've learned a lot of things, and they're developing safety protocols. Obviously, South Korea has a great track record on testing. They can check temperatures regularly. I think that's a little iffy. I mean, I don't know that I would be confident that somebody said I have no temperature and therefore I am negative. I don't think we're anywhere near being confident of that, but okay. And, you know, he's talking about Iceland, where you also have testing, and in Sweden, where, you know, as I said, the protocols are not as good. They have people who on crew who volunteered to self-quarantine for 2 weeks and remain in quarantine throughout a shoot. So, you know, we're seeing people try to get at this. It's not the same as Hollywood cranking out Avengers movies, that's for sure.
No, and I don't think that's going to happen for a while. But you've heard ideas. I mean, the CEO of ViacomCBS said that they're looking at the studio shows as potentially being able to come back first, because that is a controlled environment with a studio audience. You can either eliminate that or have, you know, appropriate social distancing. You can have sanitation processes within a controlled studio environment. But these big blockbuster movies that require hundreds and hundreds of people on set, I think that's a really far timetable.
And of course, we're seeing people like Jenji Cohen, and Freeform also has a show which is going to be, you know, dealing with quarantine. I don't know about you, Matt. When I watch a regular show, I bump a little bit on the old world where they're all standing right next to each other or touching each other. But on the other hand, I don't know if I want to watch a quarantine show. Maybe if it's really well done, it will be the perfect thing, but we'll see. So thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
That's Matt Bellany, former editorial director of The Hollywood Reporter. He joins me this Monday at 1:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.